live from his booth in the Pride 48 studios, coming at you on November 24th, 2011 for November Podcasting Month. It's Adam Burns and his Geeky Gay, I Don't Know Why I'm Doing a Solo Podcast. Give it up for Adam.
Well, hey, everybody. Thank you, Hank, for that wonderful introduction. I don't know why I decided to call him Hank. So one of these days, I'm going to show you guys a little tip on how to set up a voice changer to your mixer. But I have to get another camera pointing at the mixer so I can switch over there. But anyway, so that was my voice changer, and I'm using it. So if the audio sounds a little weird, I just figured out how to get it hooked up yesterday. And so I've got the noise gate on, but I think it may be gating a little bit too much, but I'm getting... Anyway, so it is Thanksgiving, and I told you guys I would show you kind of what my Christmas decorations were going to look like. And so basically, if you look behind me over my shoulder, I think it's over that shoulder, that's my Christmas tree. I just set that up today. So all of my family went to South Arkansas, and it's like a five-hour drive from where I live, and I have to work tomorrow. So I didn't go with them, and I stayed here. So I decided what I would do is start putting up Christmas decorations and get that kind of stuff started. So this is what I've done so far. I've got stuff on the mantle here and some lights, and then I've got the Christmas tree. So far, all I've got is it put up. I don't have any decorations. And I have, if you see, I've got, I don't know which shoulder, but if you look, there is a stocking for Katie and I both. So that's what I've got so far, and I've put some stuff on the table, and I did have a video of that, but it was really shaky and horrible because I just held the camera in my hand, and you could see the lights flickering and everything, but this is as good as it's going to get right now, and my TV is right behind me. That's where the TV normally is, and the fireplace was going, but you know, my fireplace, it's weird. It's a gas fireplace. And when you first start it, and there's a switch on the wall, which is really cool, but when you first start it, it fogs up the glass. And so you have to like wait and for it to unfog. And I took the video footage with it still fogged up. So you can kind of see that it looks like there's a little bit of a glow there, but you can't see because it's fogged up. So whatever. But anyway, so I am here all by myself. I went to the store. I was going to roast a chicken. So have you ever been to the store and wanted to get chicken or something like that, turkey, whatever? Well, not turkey because they always freeze it, but chicken. And anytime I go to the store and I want to cook chicken like right now, and I go to get the chicken, it's always frozen. I mean, even in the refrigerated section, it's like they just took it out of the freezer, which is, I'm assuming, what they did. Maybe they transport it frozen. I don't know. But it's always frozen. Even the little boneless, skinless chicken breasts always tend to be frozen. And if I want it right now, I don't want to have to thaw it out and do all of that. So I went to the store and I got some cranberries because I was going to try to make my own cranberry sauce. I got some rolls. But anyway, instead of getting a whole chicken, I decided to get, they had a chicken roast, and it was not frozen, so I got that, and the rolls I got are these really good yeast rolls, and they sell a version of them that has a sausage in the middle of each roll, and in Texas, we call those kolaches, but it's like a pigs in a blanket sort of thing. Anyway, so while I was pulling out the Christmas tree and all of that, I ate some of those. And I had gotten some Little Debbie's chocolate snack cake things that are decorated for Christmas. And I listened to Mariah Carey Christmas stuff on YouTube on the big TV. And I thought, oh, I'm going to take a picture of everything, because I said yesterday I would try to use that as a background, even though I can't record from that room. And so I did that, and then I came in here, and I was going to try a lapel mic, because I don't like having this mic in front of my face. And I mean, this is video, so I would really like to be able to be free of having a microphone in front of my lips. Actually, if I just talked right into the microphone, you would never know if my lips were on with the audio or not. But anyway, so I tried, and I guess I'm going to have to spend the money for one of those wraparound ones that gets close to your mouth, because the lapel mic, I had to turn the gain up so much that it sounded like a jet engine. It was like, and I sounded echoey and horrible. And I know this isn't the best professional microphone or anything like that, but I'm used to having an okay sound, and I don't want my sound to be horrible. So I don't know. But I was thinking, you know, I don't have what I usually listen to. Normally, for when I decorate for Christmas, or when I was growing up, my mom would play the Chipmunks Christmas record, and it was a record. And they would sing this song, you know, Christmas time is here, and all of this kind of stuff. And I don't have that. I mean, I guess I could buy it on iTunes. It's probably there. I don't know. But let me see if I can... Hold on just a second.
So it would sound like this. Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for hope. Time for cheer. Or whatever the words are. And then he'd go, Dave!
It'd be really nice if I could go from one to the other quickly, but I can't. So anyway, that's one of the songs. I think I got the words wrong, actually, but that's one of the songs they had on there. And I would listen to that, and my brother would have regular M&Ms, and I would have peanut M&Ms, because I don't really care for regular M&Ms. And we would decorate the Christmas tree and put the stockings up and do all of that sort of thing and get ready. So today, you know, really my first Christmas single for a while, I decorated, or I put up my tree, I decorated the mantle, and I'm going to cook the chicken here in a few minutes, and then have some chicken and potatoes and rolls and stuff like that, just so I feel like I had sort of a Thanksgiving-y kind of, you know, day. But I wanted to, since it's Thanksgiving, I wanted to tell you guys, all of you who listen to this and have, you know, sort of subscribed to YouTube, and even anyone who listens to my podcast with Daniel, I'm thankful for you guys. Actually, and a lot of you I consider my friends, and I just want to, you know, without getting too serious, I want to say I'm in a situation where a lot of my friends are online, and I really appreciate you guys. And I like doing this because I like sharing my life with you. And of course, I don't know how it could possibly be interesting to listen to one person talk about their life, you know, or whatever, but it is what it is. And I'm glad that some of you at least enjoy hearing about my, you know, boring stuff that I go through on a day-to-day basis, and it just gives me an outlet to, you know, to voice my opinions and to play around with technology. I know I have a complaint every day, but if I was a millionaire, I would set all this stuff up exactly the way I wanted it. I would have state-of-the-art microphones. I would have a completely soundproof room. I would have the top-of-the-line computers. You know, all of that. I would have somebody paid to make wonderful graphics for me and all of this stuff. But it's really hard when you're doing it on a budget. And, you know, here I am complaining. What was it I heard somebody saying? They were saying first world problems. So, yes, I have first world problems. I have, you know, five, well, not five, but I have two computer monitors in here, a 32-inch television, two computers, a mixer, professional studio lights, a green screen, and all of this stuff. And I'm sitting here talking about how if I only had more money, I would buy one of those Countryman wraparound, you know, headset mics. But whatever. I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm thankful for all the friends that I've made, and it's the time of year when we thank each other for that sort of thing and you know, say that we're thankful. So I just want to let you all know that I am also thankful, and I better go soon because Katie is looking at me like, you bitch, it is like an hour past time for me to eat. So if you want to contact me at contact@geekygay.com. Leave a comment over at Geeky Gay page on Google Plus. You can circle me as well, or circle Adam Burns, or you can look for me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm there. So I will see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.